Well, yesterday morning, Federal Opposition Leader Bill Shorten discussed in an interview with the ABC the desire for fixed four-year terms in Federal Parliament. In fact, we actually were able to get some audio of Mr. Shorten earlier this morning. And here's exactly what he had to say.
Seems out of whack in that everything's so short-term. The average life of a federal government is 2.5 years. It's not even 3 years. I, for one, would be happy to see four-year terms. I believe that if
you're prepared to put it out there as a referendum proposal?
Well, let me put it out there on this show then. We need both Labor and Liberal to cooperate on four-year terms. If Labor just said we wanted four-year terms, it would fail. But I think that it's not about Labor or Liberal. I think it's about the nation. I think the nation needs four-year terms. Governments can be more daring and more determined if they're not constantly thinking about the next election.
Yes, that was Federal Opposition Leader Bill Shorten there speaking to Insider's host Barry Cassidy yesterday morning on the ABC. With every state bar Tasmania already using the system of fixed four-year terms, I'm now joined by Jeff Field, our news director and producer, Dylan Crismail, to discuss whether this will make government more stable and see better long-term policy, or will keep a political establishment in power longer than we'd like in their cosy public servant job on quite hefty salaries in Canberra. I'll start with you, Dylan. Welcome on the show. It's always good to have you in studio.
Thanks for having me, Miles.
Now, how would we actually get a fixed four-year term system in our federal parliament? And what's the current system we have by comparison?
So I'll start with the current system. So currently, the House of Reps lasts for 3 years. After that, you know, we have to go to an election. The pattern in the last decade or so has been, as Bill Shorten said, you know, lasting about 2.5 years. And, you know, due to the government kind of losing the faith of the people, you know, they've had to call an early election. So moving to fixed four-year terms, we'd know that the government was going to be there for an extra year, and it'd give a little bit more of a solid timing for when an election would be.
Okay, so I suppose now's a good time to bring both, just your personal opinions, because you're both over 18, obviously, so you vote.
And just.
Indeed. So you both you play a critical role in democracy. What would both of you as voters think about this? Would you like to see this?
Well, morning, Dylan. Morning, Miles. I thought, hallelujah, when I was watching Bill Shorten on The Insiders. I feel at the moment we are constantly in one long election cycle. And sometimes less than 3 years. I mean, they're lucky to get 3 years in a good election cycle. You know, look at the Gillard, even Malcolm Turnbull going early. And it's policy on the run. People can't think ahead of the next election. They're not making long-term plans. They're thinking about how's that going to play out at the next poll. And I personally think that 4 years is a good thing to have it locked in so they can't decide at an opportunistic time, oh, let's go to the polls now because our numbers are looking good. They have to stay there for the entire 4 years. They have to actually carry out their mandated promises. And to my mind, it gives us a more stable government.
Dylan, do you have any thoughts on the matter?
Yeah, so I think I agree with you, Jeff, that, you know, with this current system, they duck and run. So things start to look bad, or they can't get something through, so they say, well, you know, we'll go to an election now, you know, we'll just get in again, and we'll just get in by the skin of our teeth, and then we'll be in for another 3 years. But for a four-year system would, you know, say this: we've got our mandate to, you know, run the course of what we've got and stick it out.
Yeah, and now there's obviously the US has fixed four-year terms. We have it in our states, even in New South Wales, of course. Yep. I think every March we go to the elections. I think it's
every March
Saturday
in New South Wales. So, yeah, that sausage sizzle every March.
Once every 4 years, of course. We don't quite get to
ensure. Oh, sorry,
not every March.
Yeah, well, mind that's you, wishful
there
thinking.
There are certain hardware stores where, of course, you can pick up the weekend sausage sizzle, which is quite enjoyable if you ever do make the trip.
We digress.
Indeed, we do digress. And I just want to take it back to an idea of the counter-argument, which is this entrenching a political establishment? Because we do, I think, have a lot of cynicism for a lot of people who find that, you know, why would we want politicians having longer job stability than they already do have to and already do get to enjoy?
I think that's the risk, the old snouts in the trough, entrenching people in jobs for longer periods than they deserve. That is a risk. And unfortunately, that's something you can never eliminate. But I think the good things outweigh the bad things as far as a four-year term goes. Sure, there's going to be dead wood in there, people who are just in there to feather their own nests, to make decisions that, you know, help their mates or help their electorates. But I think if you look at the situation, I think overall a four-year term is a good thing because it's going to make the politicians think ahead of, oh my God, there might be an election in 2 years' time. They know they've got 4 years to actually achieve things or at least set goals.
Indeed. I suppose one thing that people often say is with a cycle of governance with 4 years, the first year is just about stabilising. Mm. If you have a middle 2 years where you can make a great deal of policy and then your final year you prep for an election to try and win, that would probably give us what... I mean, at the system in Australia, it's kind of you might get 6 to 8 months of policy making and then the rest is you're either trying to consolidate after winning an election.
Well, you're often back in election mode after the first year, which is ridiculous.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And especially with our history currently of all these leadership spills, you know, we haven't really had any stable government. It's just from one leader to the next.
Absolutely, Dylan. And what about planning for infrastructure? What about planning ahead as the population increases, the things we're going to need, hospitals, schools, aged care? The politicians aren't thinking, oh, well, I'm not going to generalise, but a lot of politicians don't think beyond the next election and whether they're going to be elected. Let's have longer terms so they can start thinking about long-term projects.
Here's an idea. If you were wanting to avoid the idea of political entrenchment, would you go to a system like they have in the United States where you can only be president for 8 years? Would you have a system where you said you can only have the same prime minister for 8 years, for two terms of fixed governance? Would that be something that you'd be open to, or do you think that it's just the fixed four-year terms we should be pursuing?
Well, I think it depends. I mean, John Howard was in for
12 years.
12 years, so
96 to 07.
Yeah, so I think... But obviously he was elected and you know supported throughout that time. I think moving to the system of having only two terms for the prime minister would be a little bit too risky because you know if there was a prime minister who was popular enough, then we'd have to see them go. So I think that'd be a bit
dangerous. I'm with you. I'm not sure about the American system.
Mm.
I'm not totally
the latest
to it.
Result that it's produced hasn't had a lot of people particularly happy.
No.
Well, we're very lucky to get, in Australia, we're lucky to get a prime minister with two terms. And you look back to the Bob Hawke days, to the John Howard days. I'm not too comfortable with the American system being brought in here.
Okay, well, so it's fixed four-year terms, yes. Anything beyond that, not right now. Well, thank you very much for joining me, gentlemen.
Our pleasure.